ladies and gentlemen. Yes, welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. What up, 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 everybody in Facebook land. Sorry about the weird video there. It's because we're not in our normal studio today. It has been occupied by alien forces, and hopefully we'll reclaim it next week. If we got
wall.
Something to talk about, yeah.
Build the wall.
Welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. I'm your host, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, here with the very famous and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis. Give it up for Mr. Tarek Lewis.
Thank you for me.
I will clap for him.
Yes, appreciate it. I'll clap for myself.
And if you haven't checked out Tarek's comedy, you need to go check him out. His videos on YouTube and also on his Facebook. He's always got a great banter. And go follow him, man. He's really funny.
I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
Nice people out there.
All right. And today we're going to talk about a little bit about Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Joey, who hopefully is coming later, I hope. me and Joey both got to see it the past weekend because we caught the Fandango
special
exclusive. Yeah. So we had to pay for it. So we felt no obligation that we had to review it. But, you know, we decided, since this is definitely something important to what our show's about, we decided to talk about it today anyway.
Yeah.
And
I feel like that special showing was DC's way of saying, we good? Or just let us know now, man. We'll pull it.
You didn't catch it, did you?
I did not catch it. No.
Like, is Fandango even installed in your phone or something?
I have IMDb.
Oh, okay.
Which connects to Fandango.
Yeah.
But what happened was I ignore you guys' text all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So with the text that Joey sent everybody, you didn't get it?
I don't see that. None of that. No.
Yeah.
You guys are great people, but I just
thank you.
I ignore your text.
I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
Oh man, so you know, it's gonna be hard to do it with just one person. No, I'm just kidding. It was pretty good, man. It was really good. Like I posted on Facebook right after I saw it, and my sentiment, if I can remember exactly what I posted, was it's pretty much everything that's great and pure about comic books in, you know, a good decent movie, you know?
So it's like real comic booky then.
It's kind of comic booky. It's very true to the story.
Okay.
So, you know, if you've seen whatever Shazam, maybe animated show or anything like
literally
that.
Literally ambiguously ethnic kid finds a genie or something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah, I get it.
it's actually pretty good. It's actually a really good movie. So, like all the criticism, I think it was for naught. It was really, really, really entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised. I guess I had low expectations, and I came out more pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
Especially the way it ended, and it was, gosh, I had to say it. It had some tongue-in-cheek moments, you know, mm-hmm. of course, because, I mean, they're kids, right?
Yeah.
So, but it was, it had the seriousness when we needed it and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and, you know, I had a bunch of great moments, a lot of great little Easter eggs to the DC universe, yeah.
Now, let me ask you this question. Uh-huh. Is it clear that they're in the DC universe? Like, are they?
Oh, yeah.
They're aware of Batman.
Like,
and,
yeah, like, I mean, it's in the trailer, so I'll tell you. So, mm-hmm. Like, he's got, like, articles about Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, he's collected. One of the kids is, like, big into the mass vigilante thing, you know?
Okay.
And that's the whole thing. Like, you know, pretty much the premise, if you've seen the trailer, is the kid gets the powers and he hits up his foster brother. And he's like, hey, man, you got to help me out, man. I got these powers, but you're the one who knows about this superhero stuff.
Yeah.
Because you've been reading about them. You need to help me out. You know, that's the premise of the comedy and a little bit of the plot there, too.
Yeah. It's always they're really playing up these movies recently. The nerdy friend. You know, Spider-Man has the nerdy friend.
Yeah.
Now Shazam has the geeky friend.
Yeah.
You know, which I think is cool.
I think, I mean, it's because it's not just him. It's, you know, the whole foster family, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of nerd archetypes, maybe, in that family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like...
You'll see it as you watch it. Yeah.
It's like the Facts of Life, but they have like superheroes in it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. Or what's the other one? The Brady Bunch there?
I believe they were related, Speedy.
It might be. It might have been part two.
Yeah. All right, so... We have these DC movies now. Where mm-hmm. do you put Shazam? In DC, just DC movies.
I'd say it's a little below... I liked Aquaman a little bit better than Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was good.
Speed, what did you just say to me?
I liked Aquaman just a little bit better than Wonder Woman.
Okay.
But I would say that Shazam is very close to Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. but definitely not in that scale. So it's definitely the the top three, as you know. Yeah. So those are the top three right now.
So for somebody who doesn't hate women,
Shazam is still in the top three. I like Wonder Woman. I just had some problems with like the end of Wonder Woman. Yeah. You know, the death of the boyfriend. Like, and, you know,
yeah.
The plot. The plot kind of lost it there.
You don't have to give away the spoiler for Wonder Woman.
Nah,
it's been 2 years.
They've seen it already. Yeah.
Well, let's hope so.
You haven't seen Wonder Woman? There's problems. You shouldn't even be listening to this podcast. Period. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So it makes the top three DC movies.
Definitely. Definitely okay. Right now, yeah.
And you're saying Aquaman is your favorite?
From Wonder Woman, Aquaman are kind of like, they're there. You know, they have moments that one looks better than the other. There you go.
Yeah.
It's difficult to put one on top of the other for me.
Yeah.
Although I see why everybody says Wonder Woman is a great movie. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with that. But I the cinematics of Aquaman, I think were like, woof, just...
Yeah.
I think they were in that case very superior to Wonder Woman. Some things in Wonder Woman.
Now, what about Shazam? My concern was I didn't like the way his outfit looked.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of part. It looks like the actor is filling up the suit more than it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more or less. Even though it kind of looks like it might be fake, it still fits in with the vibe of the movie because it's, you know, your kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and it's magic. So it's, you know, it's not, even though it might look fake or whatever. I'm sorry for the boom boom mic, Joey franchise. Yeah. So we're in the extra studio here because we
Joey's from the streets. He's used to this.
I got this.
Yeah. 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 Go ahead and give a mic check there just in case there.
1, 2, 2, 2, 1, 2. Yeah.
Yeah. See? Yeah, Joey's had to yell into a cup before. He's fine.
For real.
Joey, we're talking about Shazam. You got to see it, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think about it?
I'll be honest with you. Halfway through, I dozed off. I took a nap. Not saying that it was
I'm glad we didn't get an official preview because it would have been in trouble right now.
Yeah,
but it's
all right. I'm not saying it was a bad movie. It's definitely very... catered to the kids. I think Freddy steals the entire movie.
Freddy is one of the orphans.
The one who is crippled.
Okay. Yeah.
So I hope we said that's not.
No, that's not politically correct. But Speedy's already said he hates women, so we're good.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, straight. That's even worse.
That's not what I said.
But I thought, are we doing spoiler free?
We're doing spoiler free,
yes. Okay. Because, you know, they got to see this weekend.
There is really cool Easter eggs. I think it'll take a couple times, like, watch the movie to get them all. The Easter eggs were cool. How it fits in the DC thing, like, universe is kind of in. Because you already know, I'm used to seeing, like, the kind of darker toned or toned down versions. Like, Aquaman and Wonder Woman were toned down. Mm-hmm. But Batman v Superman was very dark. Same as Man of Steel. Just how it fits in the universe is kind of a little awkward, but I see where they're going. It's not a bad movie. Definitely something to take your kids to go check out.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely catered to a kid. It's, you know what I mean? Because it's a superhero movie like version of Big. Tom Hanks is Big.
Yeah,
it's legit.
Yeah.
It did, you know? They're like, you know, this is like an old day to that in a sense. You catch the Easter
a little bit,
egg. Yeah. But it was, other than that, it was cool. Like, I like the surprise, you know, as the movie unraveled more, some surprises. One thing we can say, it's been out there already, that there is no Black Adam.
Yeah, yeah, so, I figured that.
Reference, so don't go in there thinking.
Yeah, you're not going to get a rock, okay?
Yeah, don't even set yourself up like that. But other than that, it was cool. I dozed off a couple times just because I think when he's learning his powers, you know, I mean, because you see it throughout the trailer, I think it, you know, focuses a lot on that, and it's to the point where it's like, okay, we get it. But it wasn't terrible. I mean, I know I've seen the early reviews, and I saw that was a 92 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I got to see. Maybe they saw something I didn't, but it was all right. It was okay. I dozed off a couple times, but that's might be because I was too tired from the night before, you know, the nocturnal life. But.
Yeah. It sounds like maybe we can't compare this to other superhero movies. Like, was it better than How to Train a Dragon?
I didn't see How to Train a Dragon, okay. But ranking it amongst all the DC movies, I put it above, obviously, Suicide Squad.
Obviously.
I put it above the Suicide Squad, Batman v Superman, Justice League, and I'll put Shazam there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Like, above that.
Yeah,
because I thought Aquaman and Wonder Woman were like really dope. Like visually,
you
Aquaman
see, was amazing. You see,
no, he said they're really dope. You had Wonder Woman third after Shazam. There's no,
no
way.
I did it.
Yeah,
no,
Wonder Woman third after Shazam.
No, I didn't.
Like he did.
No,
that's
no,
what
no.
he said.
No, it's I had Shazam third. I had Shazam third, and then Wonder Woman Aquaman for me excel in different parts. You know that. You know, I feel they. You know they.
Aquaman is number one for you.
Nah, in some things, I think Aquaman was really great than Wonder Woman.
I need you to commit to me. Come on, you've solid. Had some time. Yeah. Come on.
Wonder Woman had such a dope story. Like, the story was dope. Just, like, the setting. I mean, Gal Gadot was great. And just the supporting cast all around. Shazam is... It's cool. Like I said, Freddy, who plays his stepbrother, his foster brother in the movie, really is... He steals a lot of scenes. Like, he... It was to the point where, because I can't stand that Zachary Levi on a personal level. Like, not personally.
Like a personal
level. You heard it here, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Joy franchise hates.
For preference wise, I just find Zachary Levi as a B-side of Ryan. He's a B-side Ryan Reynolds.
Mm. Yeah?
Like, it's toned down. He's very cheesy. And I've only seen him on one occasion.
Can we start a B4 with you and him? Yeah,
we could. It's just like
Twitter war.
You know, like it's like it's like basketball players in the NBA for me.
Yeah.
Like there's certain basketball players that are good, but I just can't stand them.
Yeah,
you know, like I can't stand Manu Ginobili. You know, and I can't. And guys like Tayshaun Prince, but you know, that's just me diving into the basketball realm of things. Going back to Zachary Levi, I just, you know, not saying that he's a terrible actor. It's just he doesn't really catch my attention like that.
He's the Manu Ginobili of
yeah, he's the Manu Ginobili of actors. Okay. He's like, you know, he's a poor man's Ryan Reynolds in my opinion.
Oh.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to say that, but and I'm glad that he's getting his paper and this movie's going to do really good. The first
What else has he been in?
He was in Thor. I forgot what he played.
Pull up
Thor.
Your IDB, man. Come on.
He was in Thor and he did that TV show Chuck, which is terrible in my opinion.
Oh, that's where I know
him
from.
Chuck. Yeah, that's what it was. Chuck, yeah.
That's where I know him from. Yeah. I was thinking that.
He's like, you know, it's like he's that in between of like Ryan Reynolds and Dane Cook.
Yeah.
He's like right there.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure he's listening.
Probably.
And you know, yo, I'm glad he bounced back from Chuck.
I'm glad he bounced back. I'm glad.
I didn't know who he was. I thought he was the coach from Friday Night Lights for a little while there. And then I thought he was the guy from the Departed. I didn't know what was going on.
He was way too funny. Cheesy in that movie for me, man. For my liking, I think for a child, you know, or a young teenager, to go in this movie and just to have fun with it. Okay, I get it. Like. It just didn't really catch my attention. I thought the kid, Freddy, who's actually been in movies like It, he was part of that cast. I thought he like was the dopest part of the movie.
Yeah. Okay. So can you see Shazam interacting with the other characters they've already presented?
It was awkward. It'd be awkward to see him because you know what DC's doing is they're trying to turn Shazam into what Spider-Man is right now in the MCU, where he's just so overwhelmed and like, oh my God, I'm a superhero. Yeah. And he's in the third. And it's just like, but it's a grown-ass man doing it. And that's what makes it corny to me.
Yeah. We all know how this turns out.
Yeah.
We've seen the Michael Jackson story. Grown men just need to be grown men. We can't. You don't want to mess around with that. Having climbing trees and stuff. I'm really a kid inside now.
Are you going to go see a Terry Lewis after?
I am going to go see it, but I'm probably
going to give a
I probably got to go check it out again. I'm giving it, for me, I'd say it was a... I'll be generous to say like a 3.
A generous 3?
Yeah. Right in the middle, because it wasn't... It's bearable, but it's cool to watch, but...
It's like eating barbecue with Sonny's. Like, I'm mad,
I want to see it again because
Are you mad
because
you spent money and now you got to spend money twice?
Yeah.
That's why?
Yeah. And look, they got movie really pass, like though. I got movie pass.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. But you got to wait, though, right? Wait till the
Probably
the
not because they were, because I saw Us off the movie pass and that was the first day.
All right. Oh, so how did you like Us after, oh, first, let me give my number. I think I'd say, I give it a 4. I enjoyed it.
Well.
I enjoyed it because they stayed to the vein of what the story was. Didn't deviate. They sold it. It was funny. Had a bunch of good funny parts. I have no hate to the Zachary Levi, whatever his name is. And it was good. I enjoyed it. It was a good time at the movies, especially at the time we went, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Did you go with your kids?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I don't have small children anymore.
That's right.
Yeah. They're leaving the nest.
Don't age yourself, Speedy.
They're leaving
Everybody
the nest.
I thought you was 27, man.
Right.
I look young, man.
He was rolling with that.
It's the cocoa butter. It's the cocoa butter.
Back and all that.
Yeah.
Had me fooled.
So 4 out of 5 for me. So let's talk about Us. You got to see it?
Yeah. Man, Jordan Peele is one hell of a visionary.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very, like, it definitely, like, mind effed you, like, a lot.
Really?
And it was dope. And you got to really sit down and... The problem is I've saw friends that probably, you know, just let stuff go over their head, and they'll say like the movie was bad, but that's because they let stuff go over their head. And you really got, and it's good because I went that movie by myself alone.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds so sad.
It's okay. But
it's okay, sad boy records. Okay. Like, I went into the movie alone. And it was easy for me to, like, and there was, like, nobody there. So it was cool. Like, mm-hmm. But, like, me and, like, 4 other people that were, like, in the back. But I really got to really dissect the movie as it was going on. So I was like, wow, okay, I get that. There was a couple things I had to go, like, on YouTube and kind of unravel, like, other little Easter eggs.
You can spoil it. You guys can spoil it now. You know, we don't all
know. No.
You haven't seen it yet?
I saw it.
Oh, yeah, you did see it. I did see your commentary on it.
With the official preview.
Yeah.
We sent him as an ambassador of Geek Culture.
I thought it was dope. The only thing I'm trying to figure out was the meaning of the red suits.
I don't know the meaning.
There's
of the
a
red
meaning
suits.
Behind the red suits.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out what it was. And if you do know what it is, feel free to, like, comment on the video.
I don't know the meaning of the red suits.
But I just love the way, you know, the characters are portrayed, just the turns the movie took. And also little subtext stuff that, you know, it's little subliminals that they shot up in there. And it was just good. It was overall. It's really worth watching. Definitely, you know, something I will own on when it drops on Blu-ray.
Cool.
Yeah, listen, if you dropped out of high school 16, you ain't gonna get this movie.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get it. No, I was with one of my good friends, Angel, and he was just like, man, that movie was trash. I'm like, why? Because it made you think a little bit. Yeah. It wasn't jumping at you, you know, they weren't jumping out at the screen at you like the entire movie. No, it's not the type of movie it was. And, you know, and you need a certain
IQ level to enjoy this movie, I guess.
And you got great actors in there who are leading this thing, like Lupita Nyong'o, who's, you know, got an Oscar, and Winston Duke, who's really on the rise too. And, you know, it was just a really good cast.
Yeah.
The kids that were casted also were really dope. Just a really great movie, man. Like, it changed the dynamic of, like, how we look at horror movies.
Yeah. You need to be intelligent enough to say Lupita Nyong'o's name.
Ah, there you go. I'm a true scholar for that.
I can't say her name. I don't have a problem
Lupita
with everybody
Nyong'o?
Saying.
You ain't gonna like it.
See, I gotta make sure.
I don't do horror movies that much.
When I'm announcing people's names, I always make sure, like, I'm saying it right. So I like YouTube.
Yeah,
like the name pronunciations, mm-hmm. or watch interviews with them in it, and mm-hmm. make sure I'm pronouncing the name right.
Speaking about interviews, before we sign off today, we got an exclusive interview
at
Geek Culture Congress coming. You know, we have to pre-record it, but it's with. Let me pull it up here. We have Jason Clark and Amy Samita. Is that how you say your last name? But they're the
Simons.
Yeah, they're the protagonists of the brand new Pet Sematary movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
So, and we're also I think Tarek's going to check out the preview.
I'm going to check out the preview.
Yeah, he's going to check out the preview.
And it's cool because Jason Clark actually, well, he started in Planet, he was in one of the Planet of the Apes, mm-hmm. recent Planet of the Apes movies.
He was in Terminator 2. Yep, Terminator Genesis, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yep. And we're going to have him here at least for 10 minutes here on Geek Culture Congress. So don't unlike us.
And we're going to have some, I'm going to definitely have some like comic questions because, I mean, he's appeared in, you know, Terminator and Planet of the Apes. So I'm interested in seeing what, you know, his future holds, especially with now Marvel opening up all these slots for Fantastic Four, yeah, some X-Men characters,
let's
Eternals.
See. Let's ask him if he read some
yeah,
some
let's see if he's got that. Yep.
All right, guys. Got to sign off Geek Culture Congress because Tarek has to go be funny somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, do some
Tarek, let them know where they can follow you and find you at.
My name is Tarek on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, Joey, let them know.
At Joey Franchise on Twitter and Instagram. That's Franchise with a Z like Zorro. All right. And I'll be on Wild 94.1 Monday through Friday. 7 to midnight. Almost forgot that for a second.
Cool. You can follow my Nocturnal Life always, as always. Follow me at DJ Speedy JR, all socials. And of course, if you haven't liked us here at Geek Culture Congress and you're
like
watching this video, give us a like.
Please
we need
like
more
us.
Likes.
We're
like
cool.
The Geek Culture Congress
really,
page.
We're pretty cool.
And you'll see all the cool stuff we post.
We're not
we post,
as corny as you think.
We post cool stuff that's happening in news and things that we probably shouldn't post. But it's up there usually on Geek Culture Congress. And there's Dan.
Is there an exclusive page that we don't know about?
Geek Culture Dark.
We go into the dark web for some things. We put up that leaked Star Wars poster is what we had up there. Yep. Yeah. We make it happen. We make it pop. Also on Instagram, follow us, Geek Culture Congress, okay? And so that's it for us today. Geek Culture Congress signing off. Hasta luego.
Pita Nwango.
Pita Nwango. Pita Nwango.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.